Do yourself a favor, set your DVR. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome back to SportsTimeChicago.com. This is The Locker Room. I'm Dave, always joined by E, Jason, and Josh.
Welcome back to The Locker Room on SportsTimeChicago.com. Every Monday and Thursday, 5 to 6:30.
And then you look at what Oregon did to USC. I think that was the most impressive win over the weekend. Oregon, they might be the best offense that we've seen in college football in the past decade. So weird because you can't predict the BCS because the BCS is a week by week who loses, strength of schedule, it always rotates. So a lot of that's going to be the crazy things. And that's why I keep cheering for chaos because nothing has changed without some sort of chaos. So I hope that there is four undefeateds at the end of the season.
Coming up after the break, America's team. People think they might be playing the Super Bowl in their own stadium.
Hold up.
Exactly. Week one might tell you a little different. We'll get to all that and more. We'll keep reviewing the NFL after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Locker Room on SportsTimeChicago.com.
And this might be the first time where we actually step back and say maybe talent isn't the be-all, end-all in professional sports. And I correlate this directly to the Yankees. What did the Yankees do? For the past decade, they haven't won that many in comparison to what they should have based on their payroll and the names that they have. You can pay all the superstars in the world to be on one dream team, but if they can't coexist with each other and play good basketball or baseball, in case of the Yankees, you're not going to win championships.
It's definitely going to be interesting to see what program they're putting on and who they're going after. Coming up after the break, NCAA basketball preseason All-Americans have been announced. Tip-off is just around the corner. We'll let you know who those are. Don't go anywhere. This is the SportsTimeChicago.com studio.
Well, see, when somebody makes a read and they don't fumble it, you could just say good job and not pay attention because you know it was going off with perfection. When E does it, I have to listen because if there's something he screws up, when we reset the show, I got to let people know what they missed.
There you go.
Well, good show today, fellas. We thank everybody who chimed in. Thank you, Lizzie Stafke, for joining us live from South Bend at the IU campus out there. Good luck this weekend against Wesleyan. For E, Jason, and Josh, I'm Dave. Be sure to catch us this Thursday, 5 to question mark, because you never know what's going to happen in the SportsTimeChicago.com studios. For everybody here, be good. It's been fun. See ya.
For everybody that joined us in the locker room today, we'd say thank you. We got Monday Night Football tonight, Ravens, Jets, Chargers, Chiefs. Enjoy your Monday Night Football slate. We'll catch you on Thursday for Locker Room Football Edition, where we will break down the Monday Night games. We'll preview the Thursday Night game of the week and let you know what's going to happen over the weekend. For E, Jason, and Josh, I'm Dave. This has been The Locker Room on SportsTimeChicago.com. Have a good one.
Welcome back to The Dave Huseman Show on SportsTimeChicago.com. Final thought today as the show draws near an end. SI, Sports Illustrated, every year has its Sportsman of the Year. This award's not given out to the best athlete. This award's not given out to the man who wins the most championship or accomplishes the biggest goals on or off the court. What this award goes to is the sportsman or woman who has signified class, dignity, done things to help in charity, philanthropy, basically going above and beyond what he has to as an athlete. The winner this year is, quite frankly, my favorite human being other than those in my inner circle and the people that I love, and that's Drew Brees. Drew Brees, we all know the story. He hurts his shoulder in San Diego. Nobody wants him. He gets picked up by the Saints. Hurricane Katrina. I don't want to undersell, you know, the importance and the significance of what happened down in Louisiana. Even though it's a couple years past, the impact is still there. And then the oil spill happens. This is all going on. And us up here in this area, we tend to look at it and say, okay, it's in the past. I've even caught myself doing that a few times, saying, enough with the Katrina story, it's in the past, let's get over it. But the bottom line is, we don't live there, we're not in it every single day. And that's where Drew Brees is. That's where his community is and his family is. What he does is set up an organization that not only does charity work for those around him and the philanthropy that exists in the New Orleans area, but it is what he helps with this organization that makes him such a class act. Over 50 schools in the New Orleans area have been rebuilt by the Drew Brees Dream Foundation. This is something that he started his own in 2006, just after he joined the Saints, to make Louisiana and New Orleans and the city a better place for everyone that's there. We all know that there's a lot of trouble that goes on down in the South, and especially in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area. It's great to see a guy with that much class on and off the field win an award that everybody thinks so highly of. Drew Brees, thank you for everything you do, inspiring us on the field, and for the person that you are off the field. Great award. I can't complain at all that they gave it to him. And unfortunately, too many times in sports, we hear all the negative stories, so it is good to hear a positive story. Congratulations, Drew Brees. Congratulations to Sports Illustrated for picking him. And for everybody out there, like Josh said, that does good work on and off the field, we all appreciate it, and we should talk about it and respect it just a little bit more. It's been fun. This has been the Dave Huseman Show on SportsTimeChicago.com. Be sure to catch Josh and I next Tuesday. We're going to have a little more pre-produced elements. The show is only going to get better. This was our first show, but you know what that means. If you love us now, you're going to love us that much more each week and each week after that. So be sure to tune in next Tuesday, 5 to 6 o'clock, SportsTimeChicago.com. For Josh, I'm Dave. Be good.